It's a nice afternoon as Michael Spoon stands in front of Juneau City Hall looking at the abstract figure.
You can tell it's a humanoid form. What is this? A bench?
The figure's a little taller than Spoon, who's been homeless in Juneau since December. It's hollow to symbolize the invisibility of homeless people. And there's an image of a bench with a house as a shadow near the figure's beltline. Spoon didn't sleep on a bench last night, but close.
I was sleeping up behind a restaurant this morning. It was blowing like 35, 45 miles an hour and raining. Laying on cardboard, I had cardboard covering me. I still froze.
Spoon says he's been homeless in Juneau 6 or 7 times before, and in several other cities.
Sitka, back in my hometown. Seward, Alaska, Anchorage, Alaska. Seattle, Portland,
the figure is next to the large City Hall signboard. A couple walks by, cameras in hand.
You got another cigarette on you?
The man, with a cigarette in his mouth, shakes his head no.
That's another issue around here, too, is the drugs. So, well, I'm an alcoholic, but I try to take a break from it once in a while and keep on trying to find work.
He also says that violence is an issue, but that it's the same everywhere. Overall, Spoon says that Juneau seems better than some other places.
You get to wash your clothes take a shower at the Glory Hole, and you get fed 3 times a day. These other cities I was in, you only got to eat once a day, and you could never use the shower because somebody else was always in there, beat you to it or something. And
what advice would you have for Juneau?
Oh, just keep trying, I guess. Find enough resources of what's around you and try to use them. And they're starting to do the housing thing and stuff. I got missed that out on 5 minutes. Some guy beat me by 5 minutes. He was the last guy to sign up for the housing.
The housing Spoon is referring to is Juneau's Housing First facility, now under construction in Lemon Creek. The 32-unit building, which should be done in May of 2017, is meant for people like Spoon. The idea is that with a stable living environment, people can then address their addictions, get medical attention, find work.
We've had a great community effort in the last 5 years.
Scott Chambor is Juneau's chief housing officer. He's among a group of organizers and planners that have made the Housing First project a reality. He's looking at the figure Charleston sent earlier in the week.
You know, this is kind of showing that unlike the figurine, which is supposed to represent, you know, invisibility and not seeing homeless people as part of communities, we've gotten past that hurdle and are making active choices for solutions.
If Juneau were to fully emulate Charleston's project, we'd put 216 figurines, maybe in Marine Park. 216, by the way, is the number of homeless people Juneau's point-in-time survey found in January. Chambor is proud of the 32-unit Housing First project, but he says we still have more work to do.
Realistically, that is a small sample targeted to those who are most vulnerable. So there are still opportunities slightly up the spectrum. More low-income, affordable housing, more supported housing that's maybe not as intensive as that project, and some more, you know, private market rentals that social service providers can connect with to put some of their clients in.
A couple walks by, and I ask them what they think of the figure. Beyond the shape of a person, they're not sure what it is, and they don't know how to use the QR code that links to the project website. I explain it to them. It turns out I'm preaching to the choir. Eddie Snell is off a cruise ship from Florida and is active in his community's efforts to fight homelessness.
We should not have large numbers of people roaming the streets without receiving some type of help in this country with all the resources we have.
Spoon agrees, but unlike Snell, he doesn't have a stateroom.
I don't know where I'm going to sleep tonight.
Chambor took a picture of the figure by the City Hall sign and sent it to the project organizers in Charleston. So far, Juneau, Little Rock, and Santa Fe have participated. To see the figure, you'll need to go to KTOO.org since it was stolen the night after I recorded these interviews. Chambor has mixed emotions about the theft. He's glad it has a new home, but he'd like it back. In Juneau, I'm Scott Burton.